you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Yo!
Yeah, daddy.
Uno you say them a look some maintenance workers over the factory round, so?
Yeah.
Uno not apply?
Me never hear about that. Which part you hear about that, Rankin?
Yeah, I will tell you.
It depends on the notice board out the front.
Them man, they must pay better than you, so you know. Look how the company big star.
I know that. Them company, them more proper. So them take out statutory deductions for workers like NHT and NIS and them thing there.
Mm.
I know like you, so we just give your thing in our hand and I eat that.
Big ways there. Come, we'll go check out the notice. I'll find out what we need if you apply.
See there? It say we need at least 3 CXC subjects or a high school graduation certificate, plus at least 5 years experience.
Just like them out of the thing, star. Mm.
What do you mean, Jerry?
I don't have no subject. I'm not even done high school.
Mm. Well, me graduate. I'll do just 2 subjects me get still.
Boy, it look like me might left one in the Gideon. Cause me apply for this.
Hmm.
Me gonna look about that and know. Look more.
Yo, me can't continue saying I'm a boss. Can't work a father and can't even apply cause me not have the education.
That don't make
no sense.
Not having a high school education is a barrier to gainful employment for many Jamaicans. But now, thanks to the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, JFLL, it doesn't have to be a permanent part of your life story. The JFLL recently launched its High School Diploma Equivalency Program, HSDE, which gives all Jamaicans 17 and older who never got a proper high school education the chance to do so. Following application, persons will be assessed and placed at one of 3 stages depending on their level of education. The stages are basic, intermediate, and proficiency. After completing the proficiency level, persons are then eligible to obtain the HSDE diploma. The basic level focuses on basic literacy, numeracy, and life skills. The intermediate level prepares learners to sit the grade 9 standard level assessment, as well as the HeartTrust NTA entrance test. The proficiency level prepares students to sit 5 or more Caribbean Secondary Education Certificate CSEC exams. On passing the CSEC exams, students will receive the HSDE diploma, certifying that they have attained a secondary level education. There is a cost, but it is affordable.
It is $12,000 for the academic year, but they're being asked to simply make a contribution of $12,000 or $1,000 a month towards their education. $15,000 at the intermediate and $15,000 at the proficiency. But please note that there are additional costs for the exams fees for CXC that will apply.
Deputy Executive Director of JFLL, Dr. Grace Monroe. Dr. Monroe adds that the HSDE diploma carries major weight in New York and some parts of Canada.
Our learners who graduate with the High School Diploma Equivalency Program will automatically qualify for New York City High School Diploma. George Brown and also the Ontario Ministry of Education has advised us that with the qualification of the HSDE, out of the 30 credits that they would require to get an Ontario secondary diploma, they can get a maximum of 20 with the High School Diploma Equivalency Program.
Though it is being rolled out on a phased basis in its first year, the program will soon be available at all JFLL locations island-wide. So if you're looking to empower yourself by gaining a secondary education, the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning is waiting for your call.
If you have a need to get a better education, to get a better job, to help your child in school, but simply to read your Bible, come check us out at the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning.
Deputy Executive Director of JFLL, Dr. Grace Monroe. Contact the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning at 928-5181 or toll free at 1-888-429-5355. That's it for today's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.